Welcome to the Vital Done podcast for Tuesday, January 10th. U.S. equity futures are trading down small. So you have S&P futures down about 4 points. That's about 10 basis points. NASDAQ futures are essentially flat. And then Dow futures are off about 78 points, which is about 23 basis points. The major European indices are trading down about 50 to 60 basis points overall. Selling is relatively broad in Europe, but you are seeing industrials, basic resources, and tech all underperform. Those groups are off about 1%. Keep in mind the U.S. fade yesterday afternoon happened after Europe was closed. So Europe just kind of reacting to what happened in the U.S. yesterday. Europe is still up a decent amount week to date. So not even surrendering the full rally from yesterday in Europe. And then Asia saw mixed price action. Japan rallied. You had the Nikkei up about 80 basis points. The Hang Seng fell modestly about 30 basis points. And then India is off about 1%. So really kind of nothing incremental that I saw overnight versus where we stood at the close yesterday. You obviously did have a huge fade yesterday afternoon in the U.S. markets. I think the silver lining in the fade was the composition of it. So if you kind of dissected what was coming for sale, it was a lot of the big safe haven groups. So healthcare traded horribly, consumer staples, utilities, defense contractors. So a lot of the safe haven groups were very weak yesterday, which, you know, has potentially positive implications as investors feel a bit more comfortable moving into higher risk groups. We'll have to see kind of how things unfold over the coming days. You did have, some hawkish comments from Fed officials yesterday, Daly and Bostic. You know, the Fed rhetoric is really kind of very consistent. You're not really seeing a big change. You clearly don't want, the Fed does not want to see a substantial easing in financial conditions, which means they don't want to see large equity rallies. So you're going to continue to see them come out and kind of push back against market optimism, but they're really not saying anything incremental. And so I think investors should really be following the data instead of following rhetoric. And so you obviously had a very encouraging data point on Friday with strong employment creation, but a pretty notable deceleration in wage inflation, which kind of fits into the soft landing narrative. You had a couple of more less important inflation data points on Monday with the New York Fed Consumer Survey, which is actually mixed, and then the latest Manheim Index, which saw a steep decline year on year, but actually ticked up sequentially month on month. So mixed inflation data yesterday. You obviously have the big CPI coming on Thursday. That's really going to be the deciding factor as to whether the Fed goes 25 or 50 at the upcoming February 1st meeting. You essentially had Bostic and Daly yesterday both say that the 25 to 50 basis point debate will be determined Thursday morning by the CPI. The market is very much pricing in 25 basis points. So it's pricing in technically about 30 basis points right now, obviously much closer to 25 than 50. So I think if anything, the risks are probably not all that positive into the CPI, just given where expectations stand right now. But again, I think people should be following data versus rhetoric. And then in aggregate, you're continuing to see disinflationary forces in the U.S. build strength, which means, again, the Fed is very much near the end stages of tightening. And then, we're going to have a debate as we head into the second half of this year as to whether or not they ease. Market-based Fed expectations have been holding pretty steady for the next several months, but you have seen an easing in terms of the back half of this year. So you have the year-end 2023 funds rate is now down to about 4.45%, which means that the tape is pricing in about 2+ cuts. And that's where you've seen kind of the change in the last couple of weeks. It's that back half easing expectations, not so much, where tightening is going to go over the coming weeks. And that's essentially kind of where we stand for today, looking out into the Tuesday session. Powell is set to be, he will be making comments today. He's due to appear on a Reichsbank panel discussing central bank independence. This does not sound like it's going to be a major policy address. So I doubt you're going to see, really major remarks from him other than kind of just reiterating a lot of the same themes and trends, but this does not sound like it will be a major policy address. And anyway, I think Bostic and Daly both yesterday suggested that no one at the Fed has anything new to say until we see the CPI on Thursday. So that's kind of my view on Powell. I do not think it will be a huge market catalyst today, one way or the other. And then other than Powell, the calendar is very sparse. You don't really have much on it. you know, like I said, the next big events for the week will be the CPI on Thursday and then earnings, which kick off Friday morning. For the overall tape, my view is the same. You know, I continue to think the outlook for disinflation is strengthening at a faster pace than the outlook for earnings are deteriorating. And I think that dynamic will kind of create tailwinds for the market. I still think, though, that there is going to be a ceiling around 4,100 for the market. You know, so even at the high yesterday, you're within about 5% of that level. So you're not talking about huge upside potential. And then with regards to China, you know, I've been talking about how China has a very bullish macro backdrop for this year, and I continue to feel that. But, you know, you're talking about the HXC index, you know, as of the peak yesterday was up about 90% from its lows in just a couple of months. So I think a lot of the optimism is built in the near term in terms of Chinese equities. But you are still going to see a very favorable macro setup for the rest of this year. And that is everything for today, Tuesday, January 10th. Thank you for listening.